Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace.
It's like he was just putting the pieces together for me in such a way that just was simple but powerful. And I was like, yeah, this is God's truth right here.
It wasn't always what I wanted to hear, but I knew it was the truth, and I always wanted the truth.
And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing a series that I've entitled Effortless Change. I tell you, I love this teaching. This is one of the things that just totally transformed my life. And I've literally had hundreds of people come up to me and tell me that this is what God used to really give them stability in their life and to show them kind of a path to run on. Most people know that we need to change. They know that there's more, that they aren't experiencing everything that God has for them, and yet they just are at a loss. Like, how do I get from where I am to where I need to go? And I'm telling you, the answer is that you take the seed of God's Word, you plant it in your heart, and it just automatically begins to start bringing fruit. Now, I know that that is easy to say, and a lot of people think, oh, it's got to be more complicated than that, because most people make change this laborious thing, and it's painful, and they have to go through all this stuff. It's because they aren't going about it God's way. This is the parable that I've been using out of Mark chapter 4, where it said, Jesus said this in Mark chapter 4, verse 26, "So is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come." And I've been teaching on this for a couple of days. I hadn't got time to go back through all of this, but the Word of God is to the kingdom of God the way that a seed is to this natural world. Life doesn't exist in this natural world without seeds, in plants, in animals, and in people. You have to have a seed. That's how this whole world system operates. And the kingdom of God operates off of seeds too. But the Word of God is the seed. And many Christians are trying to have a child give birth to a miracle, but they've never planted a seed. It's like a woman that's trying to have a child, and she's praying and begging and having people pray for her, but you don't get pregnant through prayer. You get pregnant through being impregnated. I've prayed with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who've not been able to have children, and I'll lay hands on them and pray and rebuke barrenness and speak the prophecies of Deuteronomy chapter 7 over them and other places. And I do all this, but then I'll always tell them, I said, now, whatever the problem is, I believe is removed, but it's not going to be a virgin birth. You go do your part, and then God will do His part. And there's literally hundreds of people that have had children after I prayed for them, but it wasn't just prayer that got them pregnant. They had to plant a seed. I actually have a child over in Uganda that they named him Andrew Womack. That's his middle name, first and middle name. And I can't pronounce their last name, but when he was a little baby, they'd bring him to me, and every year I'd take a picture with him. He's probably a teenager or maybe 20 years old now. But I've got children all over the world that I've prayed for, but I guarantee you, I didn't impregnate that woman. I prayed and removed the obstacles, but somewhere a seed had to be planted. We understand that in the natural. But in the spiritual, there's people that come to me and want me to pray, and they aren't going to take the Word of God and meditate in it. They just want to get pregnant spiritually through my prayer. That's not how it works. You need to take the seed and put it in the ground, sleep and rise night and day. That implies time, and you don't have to understand it. And then look at this. This is one of the most amazing passages of Scripture in the Bible. In Mark chapter 4, and in verse 28, it says, "For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear." This says that the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. That phrase, of herself, comes from a Greek word, automatos. And it's the word that we get automatically from. This is saying that the ground, when you put a seed in the ground, it just automatically begins to start producing fruit. And it's a process. It doesn't produce fruit just instantly, but it begins the process the moment you put that seed in the ground. That is powerful. This is something that's just automatic. It'll work for anybody. It doesn't matter what your gender is. It doesn't matter what your color is. It doesn't matter about anything. You know, this is one of the problems in the body of Christ, that somehow or another we've gotten to this place that the word only works for certain people. If you're a full-time minister, if you're the pastor of a church, if you're a super-duper, if you're all of this. But no, the word just automatically works, and it doesn't matter what kind of ground it's planted in. That seed will just automatically start trying to produce fruit. Now, if you plant a seed in barren ground, or if you plant a seed in ground that's too acidic or whatever, you know, you can limit or even kill the harvest that will come out of it. But under normal circumstances, the ground doesn't care if you put a weed seed in there, or if you put corn or peas or okra or whatever. The ground just takes whatever seed goes in it, and it starts instantly trying to produce fruit out of that. And did you know that this is the same thing with our heart? Your heart doesn't know the difference between the word of God and the word of the devil. It doesn't know the difference between fear and faith. Your heart, whatever you plant in it, it'll just automatically start bringing fruit out of it. And if you listen to the sewage of this world and the unbelief, the doubt, the fear, the anger, the resentment, the hatred that is so prevalent in this world, and if you expose yourself to that, and if that's what you put in your heart, if that's what you meditate on, your heart just automatically starts bringing fruit out of whatever seed you plant in it. That's good and bad. The good part is that if you plant the Word of God in there, the heart will just automatically start bringing forth love and joy and peace and all of the fruit of the Spirit and all of the good things that the Word of God wants to produce. But the bad part is that if you let the cares of this life and all of the fear and the junk that's being pushed on us every single day, if you allow those things into your heart, did you know your heart will just start bringing fruit? Your heart, it just whatever you plant in your heart, whether it's good or bad, your heart doesn't necessarily discriminate. It just whatever you put in your heart will start bringing it. And this is the reason that you have to protect your heart. It says in Proverbs chapter 4, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the abundance of life. You have to protect your heart. You know, over in Romans chapter 8 and in verse 6, it says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That it didn't say that carnal mindedness tends towards death, that spiritual mindedness tends towards life and peace. No, it's more like an equation. Carnal mindedness equals death. Spiritual mindedness equals life and peace. There's no option. Carnal mindedness doesn't produce death in most people. It's just carnal mindedness equals death. And so I could say it this way, that whatever you're experiencing, if you're experiencing death, then I can look and say that just because you're carnally minded. If you're experiencing life and peace, I can say it's because you're spiritually minded. It's just that way. I don't have to go with you when you plant a garden to see what you put in your garden. All I got to do is see what's growing in your garden, and I can tell you what you planted there. The only exception to that would be that somebody else could have planted a seed there. A bird might have come and dropped a seed or something, but whatever's growing in your garden was planted there. And the same thing is true in your life. Whatever is going on in your life, you planted it there or you allowed somebody else to plant it there. There's some people that haven't taken authority over their life, and they just allow other people to dump their trash in there. They allow other people to tell you that you're never going to amount to anything, that you're a failure, I hate you, and they speak these things, and they don't guard their heart, and those negative seeds will begin to start producing and bringing forth fear and failure and things like this. But it is a true statement that whatever is growing in your heart is what you have planted there or you have allowed other people to plant there. And your heart doesn't discriminate whether it's good or bad. It doesn't only bring good things into being. It will just take anything. The negative things, the doubt, the unbelief, the fear, the hatred, the unforgiveness, the prejudice, anything that's planted there, it'll just take it and it'll begin to start growing. And so it is dependent upon us to guard our heart, to keep our heart with all diligence. And we have to go in and we have to root out those wrong concepts, those wrong belief systems that we were raised with. And we've got to compare it to the Word of God. The Word of God is the seed. In Mark chapter 4, verse 14, the sower sows the Word. The seed is symbolic of the Word of God. And what we've got to do is get to where we root out all of the junk that has been sown in our heart over an entire lifetime, the hurt and the unforgiveness. We got to root that stuff out and we've got to start planting God's Word in there. And if you do it and sleep and right, give it time night and day, it'll just automatically bring change to you. I tell you, that is phenomenal. That's nearly too good to be true. But I'm telling you, I believe this with all of my heart. I can personally testify that any good thing that's happening in my life today, it's because of taking the Word of God and sowing it in my heart and letting it stay there. And the Word of God is producing fruit in my life. You know, back on January the 31st, 2002, that's the second most dynamic, important encounter I think I ever had with the Lord. And it was where the Lord spoke to me through Psalm 78:41 and said that I had limited Him by my small thinking. And I mean, I just received that word. It was a scripture about how the Israelites, they limited what God wanted to do in their life. He didn't want them bring them out of the land of Egypt so that they could die in the wilderness. He wanted to lead them through the wilderness into this promised land, but because of their unbelief and they would not accept the Lord, they received the negative report of the 10 spies in Numbers chapter 13, and those words entered into their heart like seeds and began to bring forth fear and doubt and unbelief. And because of that, they spent 40 years in the wilderness. And it says that they limited the Holy One of Israel. It wasn't God's will for them to be there. It's not God's will for many of you to be where you are, sick and poor and angry and depressed and discouraged and fearful, sad, lonely. That's not God's will. If you've been born again, God brought you out and He has a promised land to bring you into, but you can limit what He wants to do in your life. And a lot of it's because we allow all of these seeds to be planted. Just like these people of Israel, they allowed those spies to speak forth their doubt, their unbelief, comparing themselves to grasshoppers in the sight of the giants. And because of this, those seeds bore fruit and kept them in the wilderness for 40 years. Well, the Lord spoke to me through that and said I was limiting what He could do in my life. And did you know when that happened? I mean, I remember it was January the 31st, 2002. I was visiting with another minister till about midnight. And that's when it finally dawned on me what God was saying. The next day, I got up in front of a conference. It was my own minister's conference. And I began to tell these people that, man, I repent, that I'm limiting God. And I said, I don't know how long it takes to change the way you see yourself on the inside, but I said, I'm going to change. Whether it takes a week, a month, a year, multiple years, I'm going to change. And I took that seed and I started meditating on it and speaking it. And did you know it was about 2 or 3 months before I could put that into words, send out a letter, get it produced and mailed out. It took about 3 months before my partners, I was able to tell them about it. And yet, for those 3 months, did you know that our income just went up dramatically? We set record months of income for 2 and 3 months before I was able to tell my partners about it. That's phenomenal. And you know, it takes a while for me to make these programs and then get them reproduced and edited and put out. And so before I told anybody on television, through letters, through anything, our income increased because the change didn't come from the outside. It didn't come through some physical thing of me just telling people. Now, that was a part of it. And when I finally communicated to my partners, they responded, and that was a part of it. But I'm saying that there was change that happened before I could tell anybody about it. Change doesn't come through just physical things. God may use those things, but it comes from the inside. When I received the Word into my heart and started meditating on it, everything began to change immediately. You know, at that time, I had tried to go on the Daystar television network for 2 years. We had been in contact with them. I had been on Marcus and Joni's program. I had actually spoken. They actually gave me one time 40-something minutes to just preach. And we were friends, and they were nice to me. I don't know what the problem was, but every time that our media buyer contacted them about going on Daystar, it just wouldn't work. And they would actually quote us a rate that was higher than their typical rate that they gave other people. I don't know what was going on, but when the Lord showed me I was limiting Him by my small thinking, I changed and I began to say, I will accomplish this. We will expand our TV ministry. We will do these things. And did you know, it was only a couple of days later that I got a letter from Marcus Lamb. And he says, why aren't you on Daystar? And he says, I don't know what the problem has been, but he says, you send us the programs. You will start this next Monday. And he says, I'll guarantee you we'll work out the price. And I mean, I had tried for 2 years and couldn't get on that network. But when I changed on the inside, when I received the seed and planted it in my heart, before I could tell anybody or do anything, we began to expand. We began to start seeing money come in, doors open. I had people come to work for me that I had needed people and I just couldn't get them. And all of a sudden they started coming. Change didn't come from the outside. It came from the inside. God showed me it was me that was limiting Him by my small thinking. And when I started changing my thinking, immediately everything else began to change. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it's the same for you. Some of you might be thinking, man, it's got to be more to it than that. This is really the seed of how it works. You know, God has blessed me, promoted me. He has exposed me. I've become friends with some of the most influential people, not only in the body of Christ, but in politics and in other things. And I haven't gone out and knocked on anybody's door. I haven't run anybody down. I haven't pursued this. The only thing I've been doing is just seeking God, sowing the Word in my heart, and God is granting me favor and opening up doors. People are coming to us. And I credit it all to the Word of God. Just like this verse says that when you take that seed and you put it in the ground, that the earth brings forth fruit of herself. It brings forth fruit automatically. You know, there's just something about dirt. You put stuff in dirt. You can put a fence post in dirt. And did you know if you leave it there long enough, that thing will begin to rot because that ground is just somehow or another trying to take that post, that piece of wood that was planted in the ground, and it tries to bring life to it and stuff. But it won't work with the fence post, but you put a seed there, it'll just automatically take that seed and begin to start giving life to it. I tell you, that is powerful. And I'm promising you, brothers and sisters, that all you've got to do to see God's perfect will for your life come to pass is to take the seed of God's Word and plant it in your heart, and your heart will just automatically start bringing that to pass. I truly believe this, that if you meditate in the Word day and night, like Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 says, and if you don't let the devil steal it from you, and if you hold on to it, don't let the cares of this life and other things steal away the Word from you, And if you just take this word and meditate in it, I believe you would have to backslide on God to keep from fulfilling His perfect will for your life. That's my testimony. I tell you, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I'm a college dropout. I'm a hick from Texas. I've often said that if I was God, I wouldn't have picked me. I'm not the greatest example of anything, but the one thing I've done is to take the Word of God and meditate in it, and because of it, God has just blessed me. I've been able to reach people all around the world. We've got people's lives that are changed, and it is not because of my great intellect. It's not because of my charisma or my looks or because of anything. It's just the Word of God. I can testify to it that the Word of God will accomplish in you what God wants to accomplish if you will just give it the priority. I believe that with all of my heart. I credit every good thing that God has done in my life and ministry to the Word of God. And if it'll work for me, it'll work for you. And I know that there's many of you watching that are frustrated and you feel like that, man, how do I get from where I am to where I need to go? I'm giving you the answer. You take the seed of God's Word. You meditate in it day and night. Plant it in your heart and it just automatically begins to make whatever needs to happen, happen. It will bring God's Word to pass in your life. If that's true, which it is, then you know what your response should be? You should be saying, God, that's it. From this time on, I'm going to take the Word of God. I'm going to make it a priority in my life. And I'm not just going to read it with my head. I'm reading it with my heart. I'm getting this beyond my intellect and down deep into my heart. And the Word of God is going to germinate and bring forth whatever I need. If it's healing, you can take scriptures on healing. Psalms 107:20, He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. Proverbs 4:22, it says that God's Word is health unto all of your flesh and life to them that find it. 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes you were healed. If you were healed, you are healed. There's scriptures on prosperity, and you can take scriptures that He blesses us. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings. Whatever you set your hand unto will prosper. If it's emotional things that you've got love, joy, and peace, Galatians 5:22-23, that He always makes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. There are scriptures in here that whatever your need is, if it's on marriage, Ephesians 5, 1 Corinthians 7, and just multitude of places talk about how to get along with your mate, how to love, how to turn the other cheek, how to put other people and love them more than you love yourself, and on and on. There are scriptures for whatever your situation is. There's not a problem with the seed. The problem has been that we've left the seed sitting on the shelf and we haven't planted it in our heart. I'm telling you, these are profound things. These are things that have changed my life. They'll change your life too. I really believe that. I encourage you to please get this teaching. Man, I promise you, this will just transform your life. I've got this book, Effortless Change, in English and in Spanish. We've also got a study guide that goes in English and in Spanish. We've got DVDs and CDs. And this teaching, I promise you, will just transform your life. You can also go to our website. If you'll listen to our announcer, he'll give you all of the different ways that you can receive this teaching. And please call or write today.
Andrew's entire series, Effortless Change, is available as a book in either English or Spanish, or as a CD or DVD album made from our daily television broadcast. You can also get this teaching as a companion study guide in English or Spanish. Each of these valuable resources are available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. This entire series is also available for audio download absolutely free from our website. Go to awmi.net to see all the ways you can get this teaching. Andrew's book, Effortless Change, is available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give because there's a blessing in giving. But if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this book to you free of charge. You can become a Grace Partner or order resources through our website at awmi.net. While there, you can discover more product details and download additional free resources. Or you can call our helpline at 719-635-1111. Our helpline is open Monday through Friday, 24 hours a day, and Saturday and Sunday from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
If you haven't yet partnered with us, I'd like to encourage you to pray about it. And then if the Lord says so, join with us, because we are taking the gospel not only through television, but we've got over 70 different locations around the world, offices, I think, in 16 different nations. We have probably 8,000 students going through Charis Bible College at any time, with over 8,000 graduates. We're pumping out millions and millions of free material through our website, over 200,000 free hours of material on our website, and we're just reaching all around the world. We couldn't do it without partners. And so I would like to ask you to pray about it. If you want to make a difference, I believe that this is a good ministry. You'll get a great return, not only in heaven, but in this life, you'll receive 100-fold. So join with us and become a partner with Andrew Womack Ministries today. God has provided healing in His atonement just as much as He provided forgiveness of sins.
There's something about pressing against something and believing that it's possible before we see it in the natural.
Grace enables us to do what only Jesus can do. It's the enabling presence, the enabling power of God.
I want to let you know that we have now started a Charis Daily Live Bible Study. We've been doing a Bible study every Tuesday night live for about 2 years, but now we have 5 days a week. We've varied the times so that we can accommodate anybody's schedule, and it's going to really be good. We're going to use our instructors from the school, and it'll be a blessing. So remember, we now have a Charis Daily Live Bible Study 5 days a week.
Bring Charis with you wherever you go with our new Charis app. Free to download, the Charis app allows you to easily access everything Charis Bible College has to offer in one place. Receive exclusive Grace content and explore unique Charis features. Watch or listen to archived resources and teachings. Follow along with the Bible reading plan or listen to the audio Bible. The Charis app brings everything in one place. Download your app today.